Hey, Stephen. Hey, congratulations on being on POTUS.
Thank you.
I live in Rome, Georgia, and I am in the district with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Marjorie Taylor Greene suggested that the Democrats go live together in one place, and that was after Charlie Kirk got shot, and that the Republicans go live somewhere else.
I don't like that.
And she said, I didn't like it either. She said that all the Democrats want to do is kill us, and I was sitting there thinking to myself that this is a lady like that fine representative from Texas that you were talking about a while ago that is someone that is not able to become transactional with her fellow workers at the Capitol and
right.
screams and yells for media attention. And, you know, there's so many hypocritical things that she's done that bother me. That I don't know if it's appropriate for me to even start digging into it on the radio.
Well, let me say this to you. You don't have to do that. What I would tell you, and I appreciate the call, that, you know, listen, I thought that was a very irresponsible statement to be made by an elected representative in our country. You know, that's not what our country is about. Our country is a mosaic. And We work with one another. We compromise with one another. We're sensitive to others' needs, wants, desires, etc. And we do what we can to be a gorgeous mosaic and to help this country remain the greatest in the world. People from all over the world want to come to America. Why? Because it's the land of opportunity. That's not just a financial thing. It's also building cultures, cultivating with one another. I'm a black man from the streets of New York City. Do you know how I would feel about white folks if I never got out of Hollis? If I stayed in a black neighborhood and I never got to see other parts of this world? Do you realize how ignorant I would be to how decent people of all race, color, creeds, ethnicities, etc. are? The exposure to one another is what assists and contributes to making us better. Because you get to see a different perspective and get educated about a perspective that doesn't belong to just you. Somebody else's perspective may be better, may be wiser, may be more intellectual, may be more edifying, may be more simplistic and reasonable. You never know. That's what contributes to making the world a better place. And that's what a lot of people need to focus on.